I want to just say a real quick word, and honestly, I'll let you go. And Ms. Jane, I won't be long now, so don't go too far, because, amen, it's 12 noon, amen. Thank the Lord for you. Thank God for all of our youth church workers. Open your Bibles, please, to the book of Lamentations. If you find the Old Testament, find the book of Jeremiah, and then right after that is the book of Lamentations. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, I won't go through all of them. But when you, Psalms are pretty easy to find. Find the book of Psalms and go towards the New Testament, amen? And you'll go through Isaiah and then Jeremiah and then Lamentation. Jeremiah is a great prophet. And if you go to Bible Institute, you'll learn in detail a lot of the history of Israel and their fall and where all the prophets fit in their ministries. Jeremiah was a prophet to the southern kingdom primarily. And because the northern kingdom's gone into captivity under the Assyrians. But Jeremiah preached to the southern kingdom, which includes Jerusalem and the tribe of Judah and Benjamin. And he preached before they go into captivity and then during their captivity. And Jeremiah's known as the weeping prophet. You know why? Because he knew what God could do. He knew his people had sinned. Their brothers and sisters to the north had already been taken captive, and they were going right down the same road, disobeying God, turning away from God, turning to idols, and wouldn't serve God, wouldn't be obedient, wouldn't be faithful to the Word of God. And as a pastor of 50 years, I've seen it. I've seen it over and over again. When people say they love the Lord, and next thing you know, they're not faithful to the house of God, and then they're not faithful to serve. They just get out, and they don't want to serve the Lord anymore. And it always costs them. Always cost. And so Jeremiah knew if they would be repent, that God would restore them, that God would bless them. And the reason he's called the weeping prophet is because he knew what they needed to do, and they would not do it. They wouldn't listen to him, and it just broke his heart. Lamentations means to lament, means to weep. And this book is a book of weeping. And I want to read quite a few verses here. And I'm not going to be long. I'll be real short. But I want to read the Bible. The Bible is more important than what I might say about the Bible. But notice in Lamentations chapter 3, this is his testimony. He's already poured his heart out in the book of Jeremiah and in the first two chapters. And now he says this, "I am the man that hath seen affliction by the rod of his wrath. He hath led me and brought me into darkness, but not into light. Surely against me is he turned. He hath turned his hand against me all the day. My flesh and my skin hath he made old. He hath broken my bones. He hath builded against me and compassed me with gall and travail. He hath set me in dark places as they that are dead of old. He hath hedged me about that I cannot get out. He hath made my chain heavy. Also, when I cry and shout, he shutteth up my prayers. He hath enclosed my ways with hewn stone and hath made my paths crooked. He was unto me as a bear lying in wait and as a lion in secret places. He hath turned aside my ways and put me in pieces, and hath made me desolate. He hath bent his bow and set me as a mark for the arrow. He hath caused the arrows of the quiver to enter into my reins. I was a derision to all my people and their song all the day. He hath filled me with bitterness. He hath made me drunken with wormwood. He hath also broken my teeth with gravel stones. He hath covered me with ashes, and thou hast removed my soul far off from peace. I forgot prosperity. I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. Remembered my affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall. My soul hath them stilled in remembrance and is humbled in me." What an awful thing. And picture this prophet of God is painting. He's suffering along with these people. They've gone through all types of battles. The Babylonians are assaulting them. And this lamentation is written after they're in captivity. He suffered like everybody else, and he's going through a dark time. He's God's man, and sometimes God's people go through a dark day. Sometimes you have trouble. And I know this is an unusual text to preach to graduates, but here's what I want you to understand. You're going to have some dark days. I wish I could tell you that because you finished your Bible college or because you've graduated from your college or because you finished high school or kindergarten even, that there's going to be roses from here on out. But the truth of the matter is it's not. I want to pray just briefly, and then I'm going to share with you a few things. I want to read the next passage of Scripture after I pray. Father, I want to thank you now for your mercy and grace. Thank you for your love and your compassion. God, speak to hearts here and in the media audience. And God, in these just few moments, I pray, God, you'll make it real. God, don't have to say a lot. If God speaks just one word, it'll be sufficient. God, speak, and I'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Did you hear him? Have you ever been in a dark place like that? Have you ever felt like, though, I studied this on yesterday, and then this morning I saw the video of Brother Randy. Randy loves God. God's hands on him. I mean, he can sing and preach, and God's used him across this country. I don't have any idea why they're going through all this. And now he is in a desperate condition that if he doesn't have the surgery, the doctors told him, and his doctors, if you look at the video, pull it up on Facebook, look at it, that they've done just about all they can do. The only thing they can do now is try to go back and do this open heart surgery and replace all those arteries and those veins or whatever. And that if he doesn't, he's very likely he won't live a couple of months. He's a young man. Got such potential and such power, and God's got his hand on him. And you can hear Brother Dennis came up and told me this morning, and Brother Dane both, that we really need to pray for him. And I know, and his from Miss Mary. But now listen to what it says in the next few verses. Notice, if you will, now verse 21. This I recall in my mind, therefore have I hope. It is the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion and my soul, therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. I'll leave off the reading there. Having gone through this, acknowledging where he's at, how he's suffering and how he's in darkness, and he has no peace, even himself as a man of God, in physical suffering, and he knows that God is the one who's brought all this to pass because of their unfaithfulness. But now he said, this I do recall, and therefore I have hope. It is the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because the compassions fail not. They are new every morning. This is, and great is thy faithfulness. I want to share with you just real quick about how to face tomorrow. I don't care how educated you are, how dedicated you are, how close you are to God, or how much you've surrendered your life, you will go through some dark days. You're going to have some tough time. Everybody has problems. Job said, man's days are few and full of trouble. And the Lord said in John 16, verse 33, in the world you should have tribulation. Why is that? Because of the natural course of this world, we're under the curse of sin. And because Adam sinned, the curse of God is on all this earth. Earth brought forth thorns and thistles. And because of the rampage of sin through all these ages and the natural consequences, the reason people get sick, the reason they die is because we live in corruptible bodies. And all those things are just natural. You don't have to be if you're a Christian, that doesn't mean you're not in a natural body. You're in a natural body. You still have an old emotional person. And you can be on the mountaintop today and tomorrow in the deepest, dark depression you've ever seen in your life. Now, how are you going to get out of that? How are you going to go through it? Randy this morning quoted that verse that I had in my notes. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. But in the night, there's no joy. And I'm going to tell you, in that sickness, there's no joy. In those long nights of sorrow and suffering, there's no joy. But there's a hope. He said, I do have a hope. I have a hope now because I know God. I know who he is. I know how he is. Not only the natural course, but also the assault of the enemy. I mean, man, the devil will come against you and he'll try to defeat you. Young couples, he wants to defeat you. He wants to hang everything out there to tempt you to be unfaithful to your mate. He wants to tell you that if you serve God, you won't have anything. And if you'll go this way, you're going to have everything. The devil's a liar and he'll wreck you and wreck your home. But there'll be times you'll go through dark days as couples, as young people. And you're going to have that because the devil's going to really fight against you. And then sometimes even it is the chastening of the Lord. God will put you in a place if you've been disobedient to him. Sometime he'll put you in a dark place to get your attention so that you'll repent and turn to him. But just quickly, let me say this to you. I want you to say this to the lost. This is a sad situation. You think about the man who's lost, who doesn't know Christ. He has no peace. The Bible says there's no peace to the wicked, day nor night. And we reap what we sow. And they're always fighting, lost people, a losing battle with self and with sin and with Satan. And ultimately, they'll lose. It is a losing battle. Those who try to go through this life and go through suffering and go through problems, go through heartache, go through financial reversals without the Lord, they're fighting a losing battle. Without me, you can do nothing. But the hope is this. Here's the thing. For those of us who know the saved, who know the Lord, it's a completely different thing. We can endure hardness. You will have hardness, but you can endure it as a good soldier. You can fight the good fight. Paul said, I have finished my course. He said, I've sent henceforth as laid up for me a crown of righteousness, and not to me only, but to all them that love his name. Paul, man, he was shipwrecked. He's put in prison. He went through those dark nights. He had those times of suffering, but he lived by faith, believing that God had something better down the road. And my dear friend, Job said, with all that he had and all that he lost and all that he went through, Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. You're going to have problems. But the thing is, are you going to face those dark days without the Lord or with the Lord? If I promise you, if you're facing them without the Lord, you're in a losing battle and it's a downward spiral that you'll end up in hell for all eternity, and then there'll be weeping and wailing, gnashing of teeth. If you're saved, all the problems that come your way, the difficulties you'll face, you never go through a dark place without him. He said, David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. He made a promise, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. You may not see his faith, his face, but you can believe he's there. You can trust that he's there. You can know that while you're weak in the flesh, you may have failures in the flesh, that he's there. Notice what he said, verse number 21, I recall in my mind, therefore I have hope. That's not a possibility. That is a certainty that I'm anticipating. I'm anticipating that. We honored Brother Jimmy this morning. Jimmy had a lot of battles in his life physically. And you say, well, he lost. No, he didn't lose. Praise God. He got promoted. He got promoted, and that's all it was. And God, we didn't have a graduation here for him today, but God had a graduation for him a few months ago and took him on to heaven. And he said this, the Lord knows me. Job said, the Lord knows the way that I take. He knows what I'm going through. His eyes on me. He cares about me. And Jeremiah said, his mercies are limitless. He because of his mercy, he's not going to let come on me. What people say sometimes, he won't put more on you than you can bear, but I can testify that he will. He'll put more on you than you can bear. Paul testified to that. He said, I want to tell you about the trouble I had. He said, I was pressed beyond measure, above strength, even despairing of life. God will put more on you than you can bear, but he'll never put more on you than he can bear. And he said, I'll trust you. You trust me. I'll be with you. I'll help you. Well, through those dark days, he'll be with you. And his mercy, they thank God for his mercy. He said his mercies, he said, it's the Lord's mercy will not consume. Things are bad, but not as bad as it could be without his mercy. God's good to us. But then he said this, he said not only his mercy, but he said that his compassions fail not. That means that they are inexhaustible. Kind of like that meal barrel where God did the miracle, the prophet of God did the miracle and the woman kept going back to the meal barrel and it kept being meal in there. And he said his compassions are inexhaustible. They're not ever going to be exhausted. He said his compassions fail not. That means they don't run out. They don't exhaust. He's not going to quit loving you. He's going to love you. He's going to be with you. I may fail. I may fail in my love for him. I may fail in my faith. I may fail in my will. I may fail in my flesh. But he'll never quit loving me. He'll never quit loving you. And he'll be with you through all the problems you're going to face in your life. Now, you need to get this in your mind and heart. There's always hope. I don't care what you're going to face. There are going to be some things come in your life physically you can't explain. I've dealt with that with some families in just recent days. I don't have any answers. I don't have any answers, but I know one thing. I do know this. I know that Jesus Christ's mercies are real, and I know that his compassion fails not. I know that he's there. I know he loves me. I know he's going to take care of me. I know how to end up. They, listen, and watch this. Look, verse 23. They are new every morning. Thank God, every day is a new day. I had a fellow somewhere along the line not long ago said to me, every day is a holiday and every meal is a picnic. Every day is a holiday. God gives us a day, it's a holiday. Thank the Lord for that. It's a holy day, a new day. He said his mercies are new every morning. You think you've gone to the end of your rope? Tomorrow's going to be a new day. His compassions will be there. His mercy will be there. And then notice the last statement in this passage of Scripture. He said, they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. What am I trusting? I'm not trusting my faith. I'm not trusting my determination or my will. I'm trusting his faithfulness. He will not leave me. He has a plan for my life. He desires that plan. It's for my good and for his glory, ultimately. I may not understand what happens or why it happens. But listen, one day, one of these days, this day, new mercies, new grace, more problems. One day, next day, new grace, new mercy, more problems. But one of these days, there'll be no more problems. Just grace and compassion for all eternity in his presence. Thank God for that. One of these days, we'll wake up in glory. One of these days, like the song said a while ago, the battle will be over. One of these days, the victory will be won, and the prize awaits us. Paul said, henceforth, there's laid up a crown of righteousness. One day, that new day, there'll be no more pain, no more tears, no more sorrow. One day, that new day, there'll be only endless joy and endless peace forever. You can go through dark days if you know there's coming a good day. And I promise you it's coming. It may not be tomorrow for you. It may not be the next day for you, but it's coming. You know it's coming. He said all of these things he was going through, but he said, then I recall this. Thank God I know who I am. And that song a while ago that Jeff Chapman sang, he said, remember, he said, he told you, I know where I'm going. And the one that you loved Jesus too. And the thing about it is Jesus loved him and he loves you. Now, here's the thing. The question is, you're going to go through this world with all the problems you're going to have by yourself, or are you going to go with the Lord? Wouldn't it be awful to fight through all the struggles of life only to be in hell for all eternity, to weep and wail for the rest of eternity with no hope, no hope? But for the saints of God, one of these days, that new day, it'll all be over with. But you must have a day when you're born again. Today could be that day for you in the media audience or here in the building. I hope you'll trust him. Will you bow your heads in prayer? Thank you for listening. I wanted to share those things with you just quickly. I know you've got things to do, so many things going on now. But I want to just tell you ahead of time, don't be surprised when the dark days come. You'll throw up your hands and say, Lord, I've done everything right as much as I know. I've been in Sunday school, been in church. I've been a tither. I've been a giver. I've walked with God. I've loved God. But why are all these things happening? You might not ever get the answer here. When you get to heaven, it won't matter. I wish I had all the answers why wives die, husbands die, why children die. I wish I had all the answers why there are what we call accidents that happen in families and homes, and people lose their possession, most of all lose a loved one sometime. I don't have all the answers to those things. But Jeremiah said, when I do recall, I then have hope. Because His mercies, it's His mercy that will not consume, and His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. I want you to know God will give you grace to face what you've got to face. It won't be fun. It'll be hard. But in all of that, trust Him. He said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. He'll be with you. But first you've got to know Him. First you've got to accept Him. First you've got to believe on Him. Believe that He suffered and bled and died for you. And then turn with all your heart to Him. Turn from your sin. Acknowledge the fact that you're a sinner and receive Him as your Savior. In this building this morning, there may be some man, woman, boy, girl that you don't know you're saved. God's grace is sufficient to save you to the uttermost. But you must repent of your sin and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that He suffered, bled, and died for you. And in faith, turn to Him and ask Him to come in your heart. I invite you this morning to do that in the media audience and right here in the building, right where you are. We'd love for you to come forward, bow around this old-fashioned altar. There's people here to pray with the men, pray with the ladies. And if you need help, we'll help you. If you want to be saved today, we'll show you how to be saved from the Word of God. And if you're a Christian today, you say, Brother Bill, why am I going through all these things? I don't have any answers. I certainly don't know why my friends are going through so many things, why sudden death comes in families. I don't have all the answers to those things, but I do know this. When I recall this, I know that it's His mercies that will not consume and His compassions fail not. You can trust Him. And there is coming a day. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy is going to come in the morning. One of these days, it'll be over with. One of these days, we'll be there. You can have joy here. You can have peace here. But I promise you, every one of us are going to experience dark days. Dark days.